This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
See why? Because he know that you will not take the glory, you will give the glory to him. He is not going to exalt a pride person who always says it's me, me, me. This is what gets on my nerve when I see a lot of these people get on the stage where everybody is watching and they never give honor and credit to God. It's all about what they've done. But God wants us to humble ourselves. Matthew 23:12 says this. Matthew 23:12. It says, "And whosoever shall exalt himself," see, lifting themselves up, "shall be abased." So you're going to be knocked down. "And he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." Because God knows when you are humble, you will give him the glory. Wow. And the last one is James chapter 4, verse 10. It says, "Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up." How many people need to be humbled? I'm telling you, I remember I had to be humbled. I remember I was like had a good job working, and the Lord took my job away. Boy, I tell you what a humbling experience that was. I'm like, "Ooh, I'm doing good. I'm making all this money," and the Lord said, "All right, I'm going to show you what they think of you when I took your job." And then that lets me know. But man, we got to just simply rely on the Lord. And boy, when I became humbled, what a difference. It's not what I've done, but it's everything that he's done. You know, I love it when Jesus Christ was baptized and he came out the water and there was a voice from heaven saying, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased." He didn't say, "I'm proud." So folks, I'm asking you to stop saying that you're proud of your kids. Because you're saying what you've done. I'm telling you, God has provided for you to do what you could do for that child. And you need to be thankful to God and give him the credit. Now, I know this is going to take a renewing of your mind because we've been taught so long to be prideful. And we thought it was nice. We don't even find a problem with it. But whenever you're prideful or being proud of something, you're taking the glory from God and giving it to yourself. So God wants you to know today to be thankful. This is how you can turn it around and renew your mind, is to be thankful, not prideful. Now, as we close, here's the last scripture. You need to write this down because I love it. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 8. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 8. You've heard the saying to be like Mike. I'm telling you, don't be like Mike. You're going the wrong direction if you're going to be like Mike. Here's what we need to do with pride. We need to be like Christ. Now, I want you to listen to this. Philippians chapter 2, 5 to 8. It says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." But here we go. "But made himself of no reputation." That's humbling. "And took upon him the form of a servant." A servant. "And was made in the likeness of men." And here we go, verse 8. "And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Oh, thank you, Lord, for this verse here. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death. I want you to understand that whenever you humble yourself, you have submitted yourself unto Christ.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.